Wiley Audio is pleased to present Ages and Stages, A Parent's Guide to Normal Childhood Development, written by Charles E. Schaefer and Teresa Foy DiGeronimo, read by Kate Redding. Stage 1. Birth to 18 months. Emotional health. Although many forces shape a child's level of emotional competence, such as genetics and environmental factors, it is now well known that the parent-child relationship during infancy and toddlerhood has an exceptionally strong and lifelong influence on children's emotional development. In fact, there is growing biological evidence that infants need responsive care from their parents and caretakers in order for the parts of their brains that control emotions to develop properly. This development is nurtured as infants learn about love and affection, joy and anger, and fear. 8-month-old Rachel sat contentedly in her infant seat, watching her grandmother prepare her lunch. Then suddenly Rachel came alive as if someone had thrown a switch in her nervous system. Her face lit up with a full-face smile, her arms flailed up and down, and her little legs kicked wildly as she let out a loud squeal. The love of her life had just entered the room. Mom was home. Making children feel loved is the single most important task of parenting. This feeling enables children to value and love themselves. It teaches them how to love and relate to other people, and it allows them to become emotionally stable persons. Our children learn to love by being loved. It's as simple as that. Love and affection are first nurtured in infants through the development of trust.